One more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that was much better. Got help on that one. How are you this morning?
Good.
I want you to know I don't do this for everybody, but I brought my high school yearbook with me this morning. Don't anybody ask to look at it besides these two, okay? All right. Here's what I was going to show you. This week we were talking about, you know, memories and stuff, and so I was looking through my high school yearbook, and this is me.
Really?
Yep, really.
Wow. Your hair is so much longer. It is.
My hair is so much longer. Oh, get away. Looking over my shoulder like that. Yep, that's me. That was my senior year in high school. And then here's some more pictures. This is the Future Business Leaders of America. There's my picture. And then this was another group that I was in. We were called the Kiwanettes. We helped the Kiwanis Club. We had great pancake breakfasts and sausage and all that. And then here's another picture. Let's see. Yep, over here, the yearbook staff. This people that put this out, I'd worked on the yearbook staff, and there's my picture a couple of places. And we didn't even have Photoshop back then. We had to crop and edit pictures manually.
That's good.
Yeah, long story. Couldn't even remember how to do it now with all the computer stuff. But all these things, here's another picture of me in the, we called our honor society, was the Torch Club. And then in here we have our Latin club and the French club, and we had...
You were in a lot of clubs.
I was in a lot of clubs. We had pictures of our teachers. So it's really nice to go back and see the pictures of all the teachers and all the classmates that I had in school. It's just a lot of fun times.
Ooh, the football team.
There's our football team.
Did you go to the baseball team?
We had a baseball team.
Where?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. They're in here somewhere. There's our basketball, the girls' basketball.
Were you in basketball?
And the rest, we had wrestling. And there's our boys' basketball. There's our majorettes and our cheerleaders and our track team. We just had lots going on when I was in high school.
It was fun.
The more I looked, the more fun I had looking at all those memories. But pictures make a lot of memories, don't they?
Yeah.
They leave a lasting impression on us.
And the books are big.
And the books were really big. We had 377 in my high school, in my senior class. And so we had a lot going on, and they bring back a lot of great memories. But this morning I want to tell you about Jesus leaving us a picture. You know, we don't actually know what Jesus looked like. So he didn't leave that kind of picture, the kind of picture that's in my yearbook. But he left us a lot of pictures, a lot of memories to remember him by when he left and went back to heaven with his Father.
Like the Bible.
Yeah, like the pictures that it paints for us in the Bible. One of the pictures, you want to hand me that picture right there? One of the pictures that we celebrate the first Sunday of every month is the Last Supper picture. And that gives us a picture of Jesus' life and what his friends meant. Oh, well, we don't want that. Judy. Thank you. We'll take care of that for you. But it leaves a picture of us. Thank you. Put that back. Leaves a picture for us of what Jesus was like and what he loved and what he cared about and the friends that he had and what he wanted us to remember him by and what he wanted most. Every Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, he wanted us to remember that when he broke that bread and he had that cup of wine, that we remembered his body and his blood that he shed for us on the cross. And so we have that picture, even though we don't know exactly what Jesus looked like I can go back and see what I looked like at that age, but we know what he looked for, and he looked for what in us and in his disciples. And so we have those pictures and those memories. And that is what Jesus wanted to leave with us when he left this earth and went back to heaven. So today and the first Sunday of every month, we do that in remembrance of him. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus' life, for the pictures that we have in our mind of the love that he gave to his disciples and to all of us, to the love that we need to share with each other, and the memories that we continue to keep. We ask that you be with us, help us to go about our work serving you here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.